Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast, and this is my reaction to the 3-1 victory against Livingston today. I'm a bit mixed with that result, to be honest. Obviously, very happy with the 3 points, that was the main thing, and we'll take a season of winning ugly if that's what it takes, but a really poor performance in the first half. Second half started off really shockingly, obviously losing the goal, and then that seemed to spark us into life. And if it takes us going a goal down for the team to spark into some sort of life, then that is not acceptable in the slightest, because they need to be on it every single minute of every single game, and I think they should have realised that by now. We're not going to accept that. These players need to show something, and certainly in the first half they never showed a reaction. I didn't feel. As much as we had a lot of possession, Livingston offered absolutely nothing up front in the first half. We were again our poor selves in the final third. Granted, Livingston playing very defensively, playing a lot with, most of the time with 10, if not 11 men behind the ball, and trying to hit us on the break, but we had all the possession, really. Certainly in the first half, we did have one really, really close chance where it was in the 20th minute. It was a good play in and around the box, ending in our field, having an absolute stunning shot from 20 yards, pinged off the underside of the bar and bounced on the line, came back out, the ball then came back into the box. Morelos was involved somewhere and he was on the deck, and then he tried to get up and he seemed to be impeded from getting the ball. Nothing given whatsoever. The ball was cleared back out, then it was crossed back into the box. Morelos tried to get ahead to it and couldn't quite get there. And that was probably the closest we came in the first half. We had a lot of possession, as I said. Poor refereeing again on the 35th minute. It was a bad challenge on Halliday, with the Livingston player having his boots up. I don't think he was even given a yellow card or even a talking to in relation to a foul. Never mind a foul on that one. You'll need to bear with me because Rangers TV was diabolical also today. You implement a new system, you should at least test it out, because people are having the same issues we've been having ever since they tried to implement it. So I was having to use that Geordie stream again, who are absolutely hopeless, and their stream kept jumping about as well. So if I've missed a few things, I apologise for that. And then really the first half went from bad to worse on the 40th minute, where Kent, who made his second debut today, starting debut, had to go off injured. I don't know, there's talk about it being a potential hamstring injury. I don't know, he kind of hobbled off. Hopefully it's nothing serious and just a precaution. If it's a hamstring, he's going to be out for weeks. You could say you couldn't script it, but certainly you can when it comes to us, because this happens time and time again when it comes to players and big players who are coming back or are coming into the team from new. We'll just need to wait and see how that one transpires. Into the second half, we never really even got settled into it, and my dad says, the radio said it was Davis that gave the penalty away, but I'm pretty convinced it was Arfield, if somebody wants to correct me. Regardless of who it was an absolute shocking challenge. It was going into the box, just clumsy challenge from behind. You can't really argue with it, penalty all day long, and Livingston duly converted. And, you would think, it looked from there, where are we going to get the goal? And it did for maybe a few minutes, but then our tail seemed to go up and we seemed to spark into life. And as I said, if that's what it takes, going a goal down, it's not acceptable in the slightest. We need to be playing from minute one. But we duly, played on from there, and we just kept on pressing and pressing, and we got the goal on the 54th minute with Tavernier. Maybe a bit of fortune with this one, I don't know, but it was a long free kick from the left-hand side right at the touchline. I think it was meant to be more of a cross into the box, but it bounced right through the defence and into the back of the net. I think it was much like his goal, I think it was against Celtic in last season, Celtic or Hibs, I can't quite remember. There was potentially a Rebo might have got a wee touch to it, I'm not too sure. He certainly ran away, not really celebrating much, so I don't know, I think it was given to Tavernier nonetheless anyway. And we kept on plugging away, but 4 minutes later, it was ultimately nearly undone. Livingston had the ball in the back of the net. The ball was played backwards by us with Halliday facing towards our goal. He was completely robbed of the ball. McGregor comes rushing out well out of his box. A lovely attacker rounded him and put the ball into the back of the net, but strangely, it was ruled a foul on Halliday. Sorry for me, that was not a foul. If it was a foul, well, it clearly was, because it was ruled that way. It was extremely soft, and I think Halliday has got a lot of thinking to do after that one, because he got away with one there. I just don't know what we were playing at that point. Just really, really silly play. Our defence went to a shambles at that point, and Halliday, a very lucky boy. Livingston kept on playing after that, and they had a corner a few minutes later in the 61st minute, and they had a header off the bar. And they seemed to be on the ascendancy after that. But then we managed to get the goal back on the 70th minute, and we went 2-1 up with Morelos. Corner in from the right from Tavernier, headed on by Aribo, who was on the right-hand side, right in at the middle of the box where Morelos was, who heads it past the keeper. Strangely, I missed this one because the Geordie stream decided to jump, but Livingston were reduced to 10 men on the 73rd minute. It was apparently a second yellow card for an elbow on Goldson, so I'll need to see about that one back, but they never really commented on it at all. We went then 3-1 up on the 78th minute with Barker getting his first goal. He had came on for Kent in the first half, late in the first half, but there was a quick break up the park with Ojo. He feeds the ball to Barker in the box, who was on the left hand side, and he slotted it past the keeper, and that's how the match finished up 3-1. So as I said, disappointing with the way we played, and there was no much of a reaction from the Celtic game, especially in the first half. We did come out a wee bit in the second half. Livingston shown again that they can be dangerous. They are a bit of a bogey team for us, unfortunately. We got the 3 points. That was the main thing that counted, but certainly we have to be on fire on all cylinders for the game on Thursday against Feyenoord, because we won't get away with that one. Dave and I will probably not be back this week. It'll probably be the following week. He's got a holiday coming up, so we'll need to see when we can fit podcasts in. I'll be back after the Feyenoord game with another post-match reaction. So if you want to check out all of our podcast websites, you can go to our main website at iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com. There you can find all of our social media sites, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Podbean, and the whole lot. So have a good Saturday night. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.